Welcome, everybody. It's Michael, and this is a brand new episode of the Loftus Party Podcast. So glad you're here. We're going to jump right in. There's lots to make fun of. There's lots to talk about. It's going to be a fun show. And I've already chosen this week's guest. This week's guest to sing the opening theme song. Let's go with Vladimir Putin.
One, two, three, Nyet Podcast. We love this party podcast. So hold on to your ass. The news happens fast. And there's jokes like Ukraine trying to join NATO. Pain tornado. World War III is coming fast on this show.
That's me just doing a Russian accent. I don't know why I felt I should explain that to you. Because some of you were like, oh my God, how did he get Vladimir Putin in there? All right. So right out of the gate, here's what you can look forward to. And I'm going to say in almost no particular order, but there will be kind of an order. We're going to be talking about Biden and Russia and Ukraine and Ukraine and NATO. That's happening. Also, we're to be having a little bit of Ashley Biden diary talk. Yeah, that's a weird one. Trump and this insane legal mumbo jumbo crapola. We're going to be making fun of Adam Schiff. My goodness. We'll probably delve into some Israel more bullshit over there coming from this whole whatever. I'm on Team Israel, guys, which if you ask me, is Team Humanity. Anyway, they're trying to, and then we're going to get into some, yeah, there will be guitar playing. And they're trying to cancel Bo Derek today. It's the day before the eclipse. Tomorrow's the eclipse. And on this day, Bo Derek is all over Twitter. And I'm gonna celebrate that. And then we're going to talk about video games and woke bullshit there. And this game, Stellar Blade. Talking some film stuff with Silver Surfer. And some stand-up shows. Some wonderful stand-up shows. It's almost too much podcast, so here's the way we're going to break it up, just as always. For the great people on Locals and Patreon, that's where there's a huge hunk of show there. Like, this is hey, we got a podcast, enjoy yourself, blah, 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 blah. Come on over to Locals and Patreon, and you get even more show. Completely raw, unfiltered. Son of a gun. You're going to buy the whole seat. You'll only need the edge. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. All right. So there's that. And then, of course, thank you all for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Oh, my gosh. Here's what happens. As we begin, I'm like, oh, I should tell these guys about the other plans that we have going on. The great new... I'm going to get it together. We're beginning. And I'm trying to think about what song to begin with. And I don't want to be angry with myself. I don't want to be like, wow, the show started so great. Why did you do that one right up front?
Because you're sweet and lovely, girl. I love you.
Here's what happened. I watched that concert for George. After George Harrison passed away, a year later, his widow put together a freaking all-star jam. An all-star, like a celebration of George Harrison. And Eric Clapton was up there, Danny Harrison, Jeff Lynne from ELO, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, so many great... Billy Preston on keyboard. So it was just an all Star Jam. And it's wild when you're like, because nobody really, you know, you go with the Beatles, you go John Lennon, Paul McCartney. It's like descending order. But boy, howdy. George Harrison had some jams. I featured them. That's why I featured him on Sunday Jams. So we'll be getting into a little bit of that. There's a song they did with Ringo. I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready to have your mind blown? There's a song. I don't know why I'm starting off with this other than it makes me happy. And we all need more happiness in our lives. There, when you go back and you watch that Let It Be documentary, if you've ever seen it, there's a point where, like, Ringo Starr is all by himself at the piano. And he's trying to figure out, he's trying to write that song, Octopus's Garden. I'd like to be under the sea. And it's not going great. He's got a little something, but it's not going great. And then, God bless him, George Harrison shows up, right? He's like, Ringo Starr was the first dude there. Because Ringo knew what was up. He's like, I'm the drummer. I'm gonna be a machine. I don't want to get fired. This is the best gig ever. So Ringo's there. He's all by himself, and he's working on Octopus's Garden. And then George Harrison shows up, and he's like, hey, so what are you doing? I'm writing a song. And God bless, George Harrison just gets, you can just see it on his face, where he's like, I'm going to help my buddy out. This, like, what should be, what would come easy for, like, a musician, Ringo's like, he's just not doing the obvious thing, because he's a drummer, right? And George Harrison, God bless him, just like goes, oh, you know what you could do here? You could go ba 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 ba, and then it was like the nicest. It was just an awesome moment of kindness, and we got a great song out of it. If you're into Octopus's Garden, so smash cut to this concert for George. We're talking a lot about the entertainment stuff here. We're talking about old entertainment shit. So Ringo Starr comes out and he's like, I want to do a song. I wrote this with George. And I'm like, what could this possibly be? And he goes and he performs it. And it's this song called Photograph, which a lot of you are probably going to remember. You're going to be like, oh my God, that's right.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
That one! Come on! It's great! It's fucking great! And I love that, like, George Harrison wrote that one with Ringo. It's so sad. So we'll be talking about
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go.
But that's just it. I'll just sing for you guys. All right, let's get into some bullshit. What bullshit is going to be the most appealing? What bullshit can I complain about that will make the maximum amount of sense? Okay, let's talk about this, because this one just fills me with, because the Ashley Biden thing is going to go to the Ashley Biden diary is going to take us to a very, I'm going to try to not get too dark with it, but it's freaking creepy. It's creepy. And right, and the DOJ is going after the people who found the diary. So, yeah. We're not going to get, like, total, we're not going to go total perv with it. But we're going to tell you what she shed. Oh, my God. What she shed? And I had a Nancy Pelosi moment. We're going to tell you what she said. She said. She said she showers. She says the process up. She says she's sour. I zaba zaba zaba. Here comes Joe Biden. He's gonna shower with me.
Don't shower with me, Joe. Joe Biden. I slap a shower song. Then we get your shower soap.
We have to laugh at the sheer folly of it all. Folly is the big word. All right, so right out of the gate, let's talk about Adam Schiff. Because that dude is like, it's got to be universal at this point. I think Adam Schiff could lose to Steve Garvey in California. Steve Garvey, they're both running for a Senate seat. Adam Schiff wants that lifetime money. Adam Schiff wants that lifetime money. That's what that dude's doing. Adam Schiff is the embodiment. I've never met Adam Schiff. But to me, he's like, if you had to make a movie about modern politics and why it's horrible, and you had to have like a villain in that, he wouldn't be the lead villain. He's certainly not Emperor Palpatine. He's not even Darth Vader. He's more like that Grima worm tongue guy from Lord of the Rings, the guy who just kind of whispers in ears. He's that guy. Yeah, that's a better analogy. He's Grima worm tongue, Lord Denethor's little aide there, who was secretly working for Saruman. So Adam Schiff is in the news because he's stated publicly he's taking the possibility of Donald Trump putting him in prison. Seriously, should Trump return to the White House? And here's my response to Adam Schiff, who's worried about Trump putting him in prison. Dude, you lied. You I don't know about prison, but do you think there's not going to be any blowback from that? Do you think you can just go around going, oh, not only is there evidence, I've seen it. And you kept saying that shit, knowing that you were lying. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know about prison, but there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be repercussions. But it's funny to me how all these guys talk all this shit. Like De Niro was just on Bill Maher's show recently. And De Niro's like, yeah, if Trump gets in there, he's going to come after you. He's going to come after me. He sounded like such a little bitch. And De Niro, do you really think Trump's going to come after you? Like, ultimately, dude, you don't matter. There's bigger fish to fry. There's entire buildings full of people that have to be gone after before we get to that guy from Meet the Fockers 3. But Adam Schiff, that punk-ass little, oh, Trump's going to come after me because I lie. Dude, you were saying it all over the place and to anybody who would listen. He had hard evidence. I have hard evidence. And I think he was part of the J6 committee as well. So, and that committee, what a farce that was. What a farce that whole thing was. So I love that. I love that. Hopefully Schiff is nervous. Listen, at some point, somebody's going to have to get in trouble. When you think about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, all the way back to the Trump-Russia collusion and all those stories and journalists that won Pulitzer Prizes for fucking lies. Oh, and then the Ukraine phone call and the impeachment, and then all the shit. Oh, you can't read about Hunter Biden's laptop. We have to stop that. And there's so much like ginormous lies going on, state-sponsored lies, intelligence community lies, FBI, CIA, the media. Oh my gosh. And this is your reminder that COVID, that came from a bat soup. Yeah, that was from a wet market. Certainly wasn't from a lab. No, it's this one. Every time. Okay. So Adam Schiff, I'm glad you're nervous. You're a little piece of Schiff. You are a crock of bull Schiff. And then here's this one. And this is one. Well, we might talk about Snopes here in a little bit too, because this might be a Snopes one as well. Never forget the creepy dude who was a big Adam Schiff supporter, who was like luring people into his house and, like drugs, and a dude ended up dying in the guy's house, and it was very, very, very unseemly. And I don't want to slander anybody here, but that's a story worth looking up. That's a story worth looking up. Adam Schiff supporter, drugs, murder, sexual activities. It's all very gross. But you have to be so careful. You have to be so careful about the way you say these things. And it's going to get worse as we get closer to the election with Snopes. Snopes was trending earlier because they were talking about the Ashley Biden diary and amongst other things. But you have to be very careful about, see what happens is Ashley Biden, well, we're going to get more into the story here in just a little bit. Ashley Biden said some things in her diary. And then people expound, they kind of put it in their own words, and they're not wrong. However, when you start tweeting out and putting in memes and stuff, oh, Ashley Biden said this, that's when the Snopey Snope jerky jerks are going to come after you. So we're going to get into that. Why? Because I'm a big and lovely girl. I love you. I was just realizing that was not a good segue to go from Ashley Biden's diary to that song. I apologize. I apologize. And we'll mix it up. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about Snopes. We're going to talk about the Ashley Biden diary. I will retune. Maybe a little Bo Derek. We got to get into some of this this Trump legal insanity as well. But we're going to go into break on this one. Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I got is a photograph and a real noise. You're not coming back anymore. But you guys are coming back. Look what I did there. I'm like a DJ. Right after this break.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
We're back. I don't know about badder than ever, but we're back, he said in the exact same tone. We're going to get into the Ashley Biden diary of it all, which leads to a much bigger, it all comes back to one thing. And it's worth discussing. But the Ashley Biden diary and Snopes and that aspect of it is what will get us in. And yeah, I'm still on my George Harrison kick. So shut up. I want a love that's right, and right is only half of what's wrong. I want a short-haired girl that sometimes wears it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out of this old brown shoe. So baby, I'm in love with you. I'm so glad you came here. It won't be the same now, I'm telling you. Come on! Come on! My power grows. This one. Something you need to know about me. Many, many moons ago. Many moons ago, I was in a band with some high school buddies. And I knew how to play. My buddy Carl, I knew how to play like a D. This is horribly out of tune already. I knew how to play a D, an A, an E. I mean, I could kind of make a bar chord shape. I could do that stuff. So you could, you know... Can't explain that whole thing. A chord like this, this George Harrison chord, like it's a C7, you guys, like you care at all. That was like just beyond my comprehension. Just beyond, you might as well have been talking about fucking astrophysics. Oh, you know who could play a chord like this? A real guitar player. Not me. And here I am just doing it. I'm like, oh man, that concert for Joe. Oh, I love that song, Old Brown Shoe. But we seriously, these chords and like this one, that like B minor, you might as well be talking about life on Mars. Just completely beyond me. You'd break my brain. We used to call those Beatles chords. And here I am. Just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna fucking bask in this moment for a second. Cause we took a break and I'm like, oh, I wonder what those chords would even be for, Old Brown Shoe. And then holy shit. And I'm, what? Come on! Climb that mountain. You can do it.
I wanna love that's right, but right is only half of what's wrong. Short-haired girl who sometimes wears it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out of this old brown shoe. Baby, I'm in love with you. I'm so glad you came here. I won't be the same now I'm out.
My arms are in the air. My arms are in the air. That's a fucking victory. That's a D. That's a D minor 7. What? Why am I telling you about this? Because I desperately need your approval. Why do you think I do shows? Why do you think people are actors? We're fucking broken. I seriously, that's like the soundtrack of my life right now. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
All right. Hopefully you can hear the lawnmower in the distance. It sounds like summertime. So let's be careful. Here's now we get to the diddly. The dipsy doodly diddly part of the show. I'm gonna have a sip of soda before we begin. And then things will go off the rail on Locals and Patreon. If it's a coin flip for you, if you're like, oh, I don't know if I should join Locals or Patreon, go Locals. Do Locals. That's Dave Rubin's platform. And we're in less danger there.
I'm in danger.
You guys, that really, you have no idea. This is what it feels like to like climb a fucking mountain. When I was a kid growing up with the Beatles, I'm very fortunate. I'm the youngest of five kids, and my older brothers and sisters, for the most part, had awesome musical taste. The house, there was a shit ton of really fucking good music. And I can't thank them enough for that. But literally, just being able to throw down, listen, you guys, this is the sound of me climbing Mount Everest and surfing the biggest wave. All right, let's get to the snopes of it all. Enough about me. What do you think about me? I can't wait to start playing on stage. Really can't. Let's talk about... Stop. Take a deep breath. I'm going to remind you of some shows. April 23rd, Columbus, Ohio. April 23rd, Columbus, Ohio. Villa Milano. The site, the links are on the website. There's also, if you get the newsletter, everybody go to the website and sign up for the Loftus Party Blastorama, the Insider Blastorama. We do it like twice a month. It's fucking awesome. There's links and connects and everything, you know, you need. And there's additional savings on stuff. Patreon, Locals people, they get extra savings too because they're fucking awesome. Also, you can get some other savings and some cool stuff, the Insider Blastorama. And it has links to the stand-up shows as well. Because we're doing April 23rd stand-up Columbus, Ohio at a little place called the Villa Milano. Gonna raise some money to make sure that Ohio goes the way we need it to go. We're gonna support some candidates who believe in the shit that we believe in. And then May 23rd, the Redneck Riviera. And that's gonna be that show tonight. We're doing a new episode of that show tonight. And there's going to be stand-up and music, and it's all going to be from Nashville, the Redneck Riviera, John Rich's place. And you guys can all catch that over on Studio TST. Studio TST. And the Studio TST is a streaming service. Subscribe right now. I'm doing it sad and true. Yeah, I'm in love with you. What else can give you joy like that? Just all of a sudden out of Roadhead. Probably Roadhead would do that. Then you still have to worry about steering. Okay. All right. Snopes. Ashley Biden's diary. Be careful. This is a warning shot for everybody. And by warning shot, I mean like if it was a cowboy bar in the Old West and people are fighting, and then I'm the guy who comes in. I'm in this scenario, I'm Kurt Russell in Tombstone, and I'm shooting my gun in the air. That's the warning shot. And I'm like, cut it out. You have to be extremely careful about what you put on social media. Don't make wild claims. There's this trick that these fact checkers love to do, and I find it so frustrating. There's so much truly horrifying shit out there already. You can just retweet. It's okay to retweet somebody else's shit. You don't have to like rephrase it and turn it, because then you get into a game of telephone. Right? Remember that game? Somebody would say a word and then you'd say it to the next one. And then by the time it goes around the room, it's changed into something completely different. I think the left loves this effect. They love it. Because then they can just do these blanket statements like about Ashley Biden's diary and go, oh, no. People on the internet are saying Joe Biden, Ashley Biden was afraid of being banged by her grandpa. It's like, and I'm trying to clean it up for people who are maybe listening at work or at home or something. So Snopes is now going, oh, that's not true, right? Which according to, if you just that one statement, yes. But that's what they want to have happen. It's the same thing with, there's a famous picture of Joe Biden. He's like in a fucking parade and he's holding up the hand of Robert Byrd, right? And like people are like, oh, here's a picture of Joe Biden with the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. And Snopes is like, nope, nope. And then people are like, oh, here's a picture of Joe Biden with a fucking grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. And Snopes is like, nope. So then everybody on the left is like, oh, these fucking liars. So Robert Byrd was like a grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. But even then, you just like, hey, there's Joe Biden and Robert Byrd, a former member of the Ku Klux Klan. You got to do like that. Once you start sprinkling on the little secret, the little extra sauce of like, hey, here he is with the Grand Dragon High. No, fuck that. It's enough that he was like hanging with Robert Byrd. Byrd was a big time Klansman who later regretted it. Sure, that had nothing to do with that hurting his chances of getting reelected. So that's what they're doing. That's the little game they're playing now with the Ashley Biden diary. And then there's something even worse, if you ask me, going on. So I guess the actual Ashley in Ashley Biden's diary, she was talking about showers with, I thought it was her grandfather. No, it was her dad. She said she was, she had showers with her dad. And then in parentheses, she said, probably not appropriate. So she just kind of mentions that, you know, like there was, and I'll tell you the little backstory to the diary and how it was discovered and all this shit and really the scary thing. So she's talking about being like hypersexualized and drug use and this and that. And she's talking about things that happened in her past. And then she just kind of, she's making this list. And then one of the things that she mentions that like probably wasn't a big help in her development as a, you know, functioning human being. She says, showers with my dad. And then in parentheses, probably not appropriate. So to say that he was banging her is wrong, but hey, there was something there that some probably not appropriate. So there's that. Now let's get to, I wish I had the mental fortitude to play like sad stuff. That's kind of sad. What happened is, I guess Ashley Biden got out of rehab and was staying at this like house in Florida where you go to this rehab facility, you get out of this house, you get out of the rehab facility, you stay in this house. And then from the house, you know, after like that halfway house, you move on with your life. So Ashley moved on and, you know, got a place in Philadelphia. So in the meantime, so she leaves this house in Florida, and then there's a new group of people who are released, they get out of the rehab, and they're in the halfway house. And this other young lady gets out of the halfway house for her like drug addiction or whatever the heck it was. God bless her for getting cleaned up. And she finds this diary, and she goes through it, and she goes, "Ooh, holy shnikes, this is big." So then, and don't quote me on this, I believe what happened is she reached out to Project Veritas, and then Project Veritas was like, "Hello, FBI!" Like they're like, "This. This is a total setup. This is a total setup." So now, and this is to me the most concerning thing, the Department of Justice is going after the lady from the halfway house who found the diary. She finds this diary. It's not like she mugged Ashley Biden. It's not like she broke into Ashley Biden's house. It's not like she rifled through her belongings. This lady's probably making the bed at a halfway house. And then between the mattress and the box spring, she's like, "What the hell's that? Ooh, that's a diary. Ooh, this is Ashley Biden. Ooh, she was worried about taking showers with her dad. Ooh, she said they were probably not appropriate. Ooh." And I just did it too. Did you hear me? I just said, "Oh, she was worried about taking showers with her dad." That's no. That's the kind of shit right there. That's how it happens. We just fucking did it here live. So yeah, this chick, and this doesn't speak highly of rehab, because as I'm saying it, she goes to rehab and she's like, "Oh, I had a bad drug problem. At the drop of a hat, I would do whatever it took to try to get money for more drugs." Then she gets cleaned up and she finds somebody's diary. "I should sell this to make money." So it's funny. She's being prosecuted by the DOJ. See, the Biden family DOJ, they're going to frickin' drop the hammer on this chick, right? Even though all she's doing is the same behavior any drug addict would do. "Oh, I'm gonna leverage this to make..." See, because when you're a drug addict and you're hunter, you're protected. Oh, you're protected. You need a nice cushy job. You need this. You need to go to China and get some money. You need to go to Ukraine and work for these guys as cover and 10% for the big guy. You need this. You guys, he's just a drug addict. Be nice to him. He's just a drug addict. But when another recovered drug addict finds Ashley's diary, they're like, "We must persecute you to every extent of the law. You will be canceled. You will send them..." I forget how many years they want her to spend in the clink. It's crazy. So once again, Snopes is going to do their thing. It has to be so factually correct. And this is what my whole game plan is with all of this shit, is just maintain. We need these voices as legacy media continues to go down the tubes and new media starts up, and places like the LoftusParty.com and Studio TST and all these other cool places start popping up. We need to just stay in the game. They want any excuse to kick you off of Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any of that shit. And say what you will about Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, but that's where people are. It's not just Twitter. It's not just one. You have to be across platforms. So mind yourself. Mind yourself. All right. We're gonna come back on the locals of it all, and it's gonna be awesome, because we're gonna talk about this documents case and Judge Eileen Cannon and what she's doing with Trump and the whole thing, and I'm not going. I give you my solemn oath, I'm not gonna sing "Come On Eileen," and I mean that, because that song is of the devil. And I think it's a bad idea to do that like this close to the eclipse. I've always despised Dexy's Midnight Runners. I'm sorry, they're probably lovely people, but I just want and I'm, I want people to think, oh, this is what he's doing. He's setting it up because later on he will. No, he won't. There's certain songs that just like I could go the rest of my life and never hear that fucking song again. It's putting you in a bad mood. Just even discussing it. I'm like the old Victorian man at dinner, and like my son is talking about joining the theater, and I'm like, I won't have it. I won't have it. That's how I feel about Come On, Eileen. I won't have it. We'll not discuss this. Not in my house. So we're going to talk about that. Not Come On, Eileen. We're talking about Trump and the documents case and the insanity there. And Bo Derek. Bo Derek was trending. Why? Were they trying to cancel Bo Derek? What do I need to know about Bo Derek? Lots. And the Silver Surfer. We're going to talk about that. And also Stellar Blade and gaming. It's going to be a sweet, sweet segment over on Locals and Patreon. I want to join you there at Locals and on Patreon. Last segment probably lasts twice as long. Now I'm ending this fucking show and moving where I wanna go. I'm so glad you came here. I'll still won't be the same now, I'm telling you. I'll see you over there. I can't promise I won't do that more. Oh, why are those pants still on?